We don't have time for me to not get the play out. You know, everybody is counting on me. Right now, I'm just try to be as sharp. You know, all 11 guys that are on the field at whatever time, just try to be as sharp as we can.
But how comfortable are you as a play caller?
I'm pretty comfortable. I have to admit, I'm pretty good now. Hard knock stuff that's fun to watch, you know, no matter who's playing or who's involved in it. But it just so happens to be our first opponent, you know. So, some of the scouting report stuff, we can just, you know, I can turn on HBO and get a bio, you know, on Jermaine Grisham, you know, Ray Maluga. But for us, the tape we turn on here, practices, everything that we practice against, and whether it be cards or against our own offense, we're prepared. Well, you're in the first game, first practice, you come back, you're going to be a little rusty. You know, there are things that we built some chemistry. You know, we built chemistry also through preseason, and since we have a new group, you know, DJ has missed some of that. You know, so, you know, it's just about getting yourself back into the groove. You know, I'm not sure, you know, how much he's going to play or how it's going to work out and stuff like that. But he's a professional. They're a good old fashioned type team. You know, they can run the ball really well, and they can run it, and they set it up with a good pass. You know, they do a lot of play actions so that you take some of the pressure off your quarterback, you know, and your blocking schemes and allow him to get a little more time, you know, and you don't have a lot of D linemen that are up in your face. So, you know, the scheme, it really caters to what they do best. It's good. Our chemistry is real good in our room. You know, it's a new chemistry. You know, and a lot of guys we're all kind of learning each other. But we get along fine. We joke around, and we spend a lot of time together. Probably more so now because with Brian gone, you know, the onus of that kind of falls on everybody. You know, so, you know, our safeties are doing more communicating. You know, our D linemen are doing more communicating, our corners and our linebackers, you know. So we're all kind of communicating with each other, making sure that we're all on the same page. And as long as we do that, we can play fast. And playing fast is what it's all about. He's an elite receiver, you know. He's a guy they want to get the ball into his hands. You know, when they get the ball into A.J. Green's hands, they find success. You know, the more they can do it, the more they find success. So, you know, that's something we need to stop. Yeah, I think it's a simple game. You know, for a lot of us, you know, and even guys that do struggle, I think they understand. Most of them understand where the ball should go. You know, now, you know, you get a guy like Jay Cutler that comes out and they tell you, hey, this is your read, and he makes his read, and he's going to fire it. Whether, you know, it might not. They might not be there, but coach said, hey, this is your read, fire it. He's going to fire it. You know, where other guys might be gun-shy, they might see something and it discourages them from throwing it, you know, and that might be the thing that holds them back. You know, I'm not a quarterback expert, but, you know, some guys got it, some guys don't.